Los Angeles rolls out rental aid program financed by mansion tax. Los Angeles, the city of Los Angeles will launch its emergency renters assistance program on September 19, with the aim of providing financial assistance toward back rent to low-income renters at risk of homelessness due to COVID-19 or other financial hardships. The program, funded by Measure ULA funds, also known as the mansion tax, will offer up to 6 months of rental assistance, and renters can apply online at any time during the application period at this website or by phone at 888-379-3150, Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. The application opens at 8 a.m. and ends October 2 at 6 p.m. According to the L.A. Housing Department, eligible Angelenos must be a resident of the city of L.A., regardless of immigration status, which can be verified here. Must one or more individuals within the household have experienced a loss of employment, reduction in household income, incurred significant costs, or experienced other financial hardship between March 2020 to present, must have unpaid rent due to their current landlord for any month between April 2020 to present, and the current household income is at or below 80% of the area median income. The program has a total funding of $18.4 million available. I want to assure everyone this is not a first-come, first-serve portal, Ann Sewell, general manager of the LA Housing Department, said Tuesday. You can apply today, tomorrow, or anytime. This is the fourth time the city has offered financial assistance for paying back rent since the beginning of the pandemic. The previous program served hundreds of thousands of people, Ms. Sewell said. According to U.S. Census data, it's estimated that about 80,000 households across the city were behind on rent. Ms. Sewell said officials don't know the incomes or how much people are behind on rent and that it's a learning experience for the department. We know that $18.4 million is not going to be enough to cover the whole need, but it's certainly a start, Ms. Sewell said. Anna Ortega, the assistant general manager of the housing department, said the city has a high proportion of renters, with about 60% being low-income renters and about 50% severely rent-burdened and have continued to experience challenges even now because of the pandemic and other economic impact. Ms. Ortega encouraged renters in need to visit the housing department's website where a wealth of information can be found. We have services on the hotline where most of them are bilingual, English and Spanish, but they also have the capacity to bring in an interpreter for other languages that are spoken, she said. Renters can also schedule appointments in person or visit a family source center to get assistance with their application. In August, the LA City Council front-funded a $150 million plan, as outlined by Measure ULA, with the intention of funding tenant protections and supporting affordable housing. Measure ULA is a 4% sales tax on properties exceeding $5 million, and a 5.5% sales tax on properties exceeding $10 million. The revenue from the sales tax is collected and earmarked for renter protections, such as rental assistance programs, eviction defense, building more affordable housing units. Tenant protections for back rent accrued during the pandemic between March 2020 to September 2021 ended on August 1, and many Angelenos may face eviction as they work to pay any missing rent. For rent that accrued from October 2021 to January 31, tenants have until February 2024 to pay up. The housing department will introduce an online portal to provide financial assistance for mom-and-pop landlords on October 23. Small landlord providers who own 12 or fewer units will be able to file an application with the city. That will be an opportunity for landlords whose tenants may not have applied in the first phase to submit their application, and then the program will review the landlord's eligibility and invite the landlord's tenants to also apply, Ms. Ortega said.